You know, like drunk guys at the bar who like hit on younger women.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Couple of Nukes. As always, I'm your host, Mr. Whiskey. And last week, we missed Davy Jones' locker. I was in Los Angeles, the city. I don't know what it's called. The Smog City. What do they call
City of
it?
Broken
The
Dreams.
City of Broken Dreams. Yeah, the City of Broken Dreams. But I am here. We're back. I had to fix my hat. Oh, wrong side. Yeah, but we're back now with Ms. Whitney. Hashtag face reveal, Ms. Whitney on camera. Now an official part of the Davy Jones Locker series.
Yep.
We're behind schedule. We were releasing on Fridays, but ladies and gentlemen, Generational Bridge Builders, my other show, has been officially launched as its own podcast. So now you can find that wherever you find your podcast, and you won't find it on this show anymore. So yeah, be sure to tune into that. And essentially, we're gonna switch Davy Jones' locker back to Thursdays or keep it on Fridays. I come out on Mondays, so we're gonna keep it on
You
Thursdays.
come out on Mondays?
Yeah,
Every
I
Monday?
come every Monday. Monday come day.
Also, the City of Angels.
Well, I didn't see any angels. I even went up to Angel's Point. There was an angel. Turned out she was a devil. So, but yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Whitney. By the way, Ms. Whitney, you also giving me the side eye. Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, we're back. And we both had busy past month. I was on the road for 1 month straight. Ms. Whitney went to San Francisco, the city of a giant bridge, and most
Crack cocaine.
and crack cocaine. Bridges and crack cocaine. Kind of sounds like the show I run with Stephen Barrow. But yeah, that being said, we're back. We're behind schedule on a lot of things. I haven't done my Australian only episode, which was supposed to be the first episode after the voiceover conference. I actually missed the Australian lesson because I was talking to Chris Kamistos, founder of Podfest. Check out Podfest 2025.
I have someone who could teach you how to do an Australian accent.
I don't need to be taught. I'm gonna do it probably in the episode following this. We're dropping two Davy Jones Locker episodes today, shorter time frames because we're behind schedule with missing last week, and I'm almost at 100 episodes. So I'm not gonna just have one big Davy Jones Locker episode. But yeah, Ms. Whitney, can you tell us about your experience? As two East Coast born and raised people, we're gonna debunk all the myths that the East Coast, indoctrinates us with. I'm still Team East Coast
Definitely Team East
because
Coast.
gas
I
was
don't like the West
$5.
Coast.
Well, let's start with this. Ms. Whitney, would you say California geographically was beautiful?
I guess.
You don't sound
A
so
lot of,
enthused.
well, it's a lot of houses. I don't, it's not like there's like a big like foresty area.
Okay, well, I guess that maybe where you were in San
You got the
Francisco.
one big mountain in LA. You got
LA has so many mountains. Mountains with Hollywood signs, mountains with
the mountain attached to the Hollywood
graffiti.
sign, the other mountain attached to the Hollywood sign. It's not one mountain.
Well, they call
Everything's
that a
built.
range. It's called a
Everything,
mountain range.
yeah, and everything's just built in the valley of it. But it's not like there's like.
Well, Yeoman, as we call him, my Yeoman from boot camp, who lived in California for several years because he refused to vaccinate. Shout out to him, Booyah Crusader, modern day Crusader. But yeah, he got put on med hold and he will spend a long time in California. And he always sent me beautiful pictures of mountains and stuff. I think San Fran is just one of those areas
They
where
like
it's.
actually build in the, not like they build into the mountain, but like I feel like it's less mountain because all you see is like the houses into the mountain, like up it.
Was it cold? It was cold when I
It was
went.
very cold. It's also
Myth number one, it's always hot in California. Not true.
San Francisco is always cold. It's always like 20 degrees colder than what LA is.
And LA was in the like 40s when I was there. It's a good age. There's a good age for middle-aged women if that's your style, but not for temperature. 40 is not a good number for temperature.
The beach was nice. But the coastlines are nice. You guys have much better coastlines than the East Coast, I'd say.
Well,
Well,
why
I
do you say
think
that?
because well, the mountains do like kind of morph the coastline, where I feel like on the west, not on the East Coast, it's a lot more just like flatter, like actual beaches.
Flat is justice. We let that silence sit for a minute. But Ms. Whitney, I gotta ask you, did you touch the water, the ocean water? Because it's supposed to be a lot colder than the East Coast. And the East Coast water is still pretty chilly right now.
No, I didn't because it was already cold when I visited the beach, so we didn't like go in the water.
Okay. Would you like to tell us about your encounters with the rumored mythological homeless people? California, they on the East Coast, they say there's a lot of homelessness in California. What can you speak to that based on your visit?
It's definitely not okay. So I visited LA a few years ago, and it's definitely not like LA where they have the camps. But the people
The
who
Hoovervilles.
are homeless in San Francisco are usually like very high on whatever drug they're on,
The California Dream.
which is a bit scary because I was afraid to go on the train by myself, honestly. Thank God that there were like other people on the trains, because in like New York City, it's always crowded. There's always someone who's gonna like see something. But in LA, it feels a or not LA, in San Francisco, I'm sorry, it feels a lot more not desolate. There are people there, but it's a lot less crowded, which was worrying for me because if I were to die, no one would know. But the people there, we had gone to a diner one day and we were walking up the street to the diner. And in one of like the little doorways, this guy was just like cutting up his crack, just like getting ready. He has crack pipe out ready for the morning. It was like what, like 9 a.m.
Was it the crack of dawn?
No, we didn't get up that early. Actually,
Knee slapper.
every day I got up at like 4:30 in the morning because I was used to East Coast time still.
I was joking with Stephen E. Kimbrough, founder of the PNN Academy and 40-year wannabe comedian. It's funny. We had joked him and his one buddy in the meeting that I said, I'm going to make a dating app called ComediansOnly.com. Just joke farmers only, Christians only, this and that. There's a seniors only, senior mingle. Instead of calling it, his buddy's suggestion was slapstick, because like slapstick comedy, and then sometimes on a dating app you end up slapping a stick. I think I should call it knee slapper. I think that's funnier.
I don't think anyone would know that it's a dating web like app.
Knee slapper, the dating app for comedians. But that's why there's like a subtitle.
At farmersonly.com.
I don't think they have a jingle.
Yes, that's what it is. You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com. That's how it goes.
Absolutely. I met this guy at VO Atlanta. He made $3,500 for saying absolutely some kind of farmer equipment. Shout out to him. I don't remember your name, but pretty cool guy. It's crazy. That is crazy. So, did you learn anything in San Francisco that really blew your mind? Any statistics on video game science or anything?
There's a lot of layoffs.
So bad,
Pretty bad
bad
right now.
news. Was this because of AI technology?
It's not because of AI technology. A lot of companies are switching over from like making a lot of like standalone video games and kind of doing like what are they calling?
Series,
No, not series.
trilogies,
No, stop.
stories.
No, shut up. It's like games. Kind of like mobile games, like Valorant or whatever, where like it's the same like map, it's the same storyline. You're just kind of like adding a little bit here and
Seasons.
there.
Well,
Who
like Call
calls
of
them
Duty. No, but
seasons?
like Call of Duty, they'll be like, all right, it's the winter season. Now you've got all these new skins, you've got these new weapons, these new events. Another Call of Duty just did a collaboration with Godzilla X Kong Empire. where you got new skins based on the, off of them. I don't call it seasons, but what do you call it? You get a season pass.
What, your battle royale pass?
No, I'm dead
Oh.
serious. Like Call of Duty, like, well, in like Pokemon Go, it's called seasons. You have different seasons for all your Pokemon Go battle leagues.
Yeah, but
Like,
it's a it I'm talk I'm not saying that it's called seasons. They're referring to it as like the type of game. It's not
yeah,
like
but
the
it's not a
game has
DLC.
seasons.
Well,
No.
you're talking
It's like
about expanding on pre-existing first-person shooters.
not even first person, like multiplayer games. They're just like spanning on like open world like stuff that everyone is on the
Like
same server and stuff like that.
Minecraft.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
like Minecraft where like
It's my Minecraft voice.
you don't really need that many people working on it because they're like you're not creating whole new worlds every time in the server. You're just like revamping it. So they don't need that many people working on these things.
Well, forget California. Let's go on to the more important road trip. You and I went to Bussy's, spelled Bravo Uniform Charlie Echo Echo Sierra, some pronounced by some as Bucky's. Can you tell us about that experience?
I thought that it was gonna be a lot more grand than it was. I feel like people hype it up. Maybe it was just the one that we went to.
One of the only ones on the whole East Coast.
No. Are they all in Texas? I know there's a lot in
Mainly in Texas,
Texas.
they started branching out. There
Yeah,
may be
there's a lot
one
more in
between Georgia and
Florida.
Florida.
No, there is one in Florida.
At
I
the
think it's
Georgia-Florida
in,
line.
isn't,
Get it?
I think it's in Jacksonville, but I'm not too sure. Don't
There's a
quote me on that.
band called Georgia-Florida
Yeah, I
line.
know.
Okay.
Anyways, I think the best thing was that they do Dr. Pepper slushies. But I thought that the
Did you
food
try the
there.
Bombastic?
No, I just wanted Dr. Pepper.
Cocksucker.
You didn't try it either.
No, I didn't get one the second time. I only got one on the way up, which was the pina colada, which was good.
And
And
Dr.
the
Pepper's good.
sugar cookie dough bites, those were so good. Those were to die for.
I did like the sandwich that I got. It was a brisket sandwich, but
It was all right.
I thought that they'd have
I gotta try the pulled pork.
all their sandwiches is literally like just like the meat with barbecue sauce in a bun. I don't know. I was hoping for like a bit more on it or like at least customization. Well, I get that they're not
We
doing
didn't wait in line
customization.
for the custom stuff, but I don't know if they
But I
really
think
have
the
it.
custom stuff was
That's a gas
even,
station at the end of the day.
yeah, I don't even think the custom stuff was like for the barbecue.
That's me. For those of you not watching, I was symbolizing like we're moving,
Oh,
move at a double
I
time.
thought you were telling me to wrap it up,
No, I realized I was doing the wrap it up thing.
which is why I was getting mad.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it happened at Podcast Evolutions Movement, Podcast Movement LA. This one guy was teaching a session and he kept going on and on, and the lady was in the back doing this the whole time, and I kept looking at her and she kept looking at me as like, he doesn't see you. He was looking anywhere but at her. It's like,
I had gone to one of the Game Award shows while I was at my conference, and the host made a joke. She was like talking about how the layoffs were happening and that, like, yada, yada, yada. And then all of a sudden on the screen, it just like appears like on all the screens, it's like, please wrap it up. And she's like, oh, okay, like making a joke out of it, but it was pretty
like,
funny.
oh, I'm getting laid off. I think that's a song by Cardi B. Yada 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 yada. Isn't it?
No. That's Body Yaddy Yaddy, and that's Megan Thee Stallion, I'm pretty sure.
When she's like, yada 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 yada
I'm
yada.
pretty sure, or am I wrong? It could be Curry. I don't listen to that kind of music, and I don't know where my phone is to check.
I was thinking of, you confused me. I was thinking of, never mind. When you said Megan Thee Stallion, I thought of a fat white chick with blonde hair. Maybe not L King, but the one who sings X's and O's. Is her name also Megan?
That's L King, is X's nose. No.
Oh.
L King has bad rap now because she dishonored Dolly Parton on her birthday.
No, they're not L King. Who's the one who sings It's All About That Bass, No Treble?
That's Meghan Trainor.
Megan Trainor. When you said Megan Stallion, that's who I pictured, Megan Trainor, who's a bigger woman.
No, Megan Thee Stallion is the one who has the campaign with Planet Fitness. And she did the whole New Year's Eve
Oh shoot, I think
thing.
I've seen her.
After the ball drop, she did her performance. Her shoes did not match her outfit. They were
Well,
a different shade of purple, and it was really off-putting.
maybe she was going for a gradient.
No, it didn't look good.
Well, when you host a New Year's ball drop,
Does it matter?
No, but does the New Year's ball drop matter, or does your opinion only matter if you're hosting the New Year's ball
Well,
drop?
she wasn't hosting it. She was just performing at the end because it's hosted by Planet Fitness.
Not a sponsor of this show, but they can be because I do go to Planet Fitness. In fact, I was at Planet Fitness for the 30-day hard challenge at AWAP. Use my referral code, link in the description below, to get $10 in your OWL account and start making networking phone calls today. You like that? You like that little placement there?
I'm gonna put a counter on your videos of like how many ad placements there are that aren't sponsored.
It's like the
But
PNN Academy. That was one. AWAP, that was two.
now you're just listing them, you're not doing an ad.
No, but I'm saying I'm counting them.
Oh, from
Yeah.
earlier?
Yeah. So would you go back to Bussy's?
I'd go back to but it's a nice stop.
Can you explain what a Bussy is for those who don't know what a Bussy
Do
is?
not have relations with the pussy. It's a boy pussy. I feel
So, are
like.
you trying to quote Monster Girl Monday?
Yes.
All right. For those of you who haven't seen my Monster Girl Monday series, which don't watch that just yet, I am adding a YouTube video to it so you can actually see what we're looking at, which will make the experience so much better. I just haven't had time to do that.
Is it gonna be like one of those like music video slideshows of just like what the monster girl is?
Yeah. Me, Babylon, and the Sandman will not be featured. But essentially, we went through this encyclopedia, a scientific encyclopedia that contains all the information about monster girls. And we got to the succubus, was like one of the first ones, which is pretty human. And I asked Babylon, I was like, do you know what a succubus is? Because he grew up in the middle. Well, he ran away to Mexico when he was young and like knows nothing about pop culture really. So I had to ask him, and he goes, well, like most men, I am familiar and have history with the succubus. And I was like, what? What do you mean? He goes, in fact, I love succubussy on my face. And, I'm dying laughing because I realized Babylon doesn't know what bussy is. And I literally said, I said, Babylon, do you know what bussy is? He goes, no, I do not. And I was like, that's boy pussy. And he goes, I do not know that, bruh. I ain't know that. And I was like, no, you already said it. And then the Sandman's laughing. I was like, the Sandman, can you explain what bussy is? And he was like, I think you kind of cuff. And then Babylon interjects like, what is he gonna say that you didn't already say? So boy's pussy. Like, what more is he gonna add? And I was like, so you like bussy on your face? He's like, no. And so yeah, bussy is boy pussy.
Anyways, getting back to the question, it depends because sometimes I like not. If I'm in the mood for the food that Bucky's has, it's very convenient to get your gas and your food all in one place. But depending on how long the road trip
128 pumps.
is, depending on how long the road trip is, sometimes I don't want to do just like one stop gas and food. I'd rather like stop, get food where
Wait
I
a
can
minute.
sit down, where I can like rest a little bit. But it's pretty nice and convenient. Also, I like Love's because they're more a bit more convenient.
Not a sponsor, but yeah, they got nice bathrooms. I like them because I don't, regular gas stations just have like one bathroom and it's embarrassing to ask if they have a key.
Well,
It's like, blah blah blah.
the whole point of a Love's is that it's like a home away from home, and that the bathrooms are always close
Well,
to between because it's for like truckers and people who are traveling far.
yeah.
Which I feel like it's probably just that Love's and Buc-ee's are like the rivals in terms of truck stops, and it's just that Buc-ee's needs to spread out a bit more.
So you think we should, the bussies need to be spread more?
Yes.
Just gonna leave that at that. Cool. What else did I want to cover? So we survived California. What's next on your agenda, Ms. Whitney? Where do you want to go next? Where are you thinking?
Dolly Parton World. I want to go to Dollywood.
Spoken as Dollywood.
Just said that.
Well, you said Dolly Parton World.
And then I corrected. Well, I didn't correct myself, but I
You
said
didn't
the eyes
say
of a face.
correction. You didn't say belay my last,
Well,
disregard,
no,
correction at
because I want to go
last.
to Dolly Parton w World, which is Dollywood.
Going to get some of Dolly's wood. Woo. I don't know how that's going to feel.
Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Is where we're going next. I want to go to Tennessee.
Tennessee. I know a sailor who would pronounce it Tennessee.
Arkansas.
Yeah, well, that's more understandable.
I'm confused because it's Arkansas and Arkansas or whatever. It was like, oh, because this is Kansas and this is Arkansas, but it's not. It's like the girl and she's not like American, so she's trying to like understand like how to pronounce these things. And she's like, I'm confused because this is Kansas, but this is not Arkansas. It's Arkansas.
Yep. Speaking of Ms. Whitney, speaking of social media and women on social media, you unplugged from TikTok for all of Lent. How did that feel? Do you feel more productive? Do you feel healthier? Or did you just give in to another addiction?
I did cope with using Instagram Reels, but honestly, they're not as nice. So I didn't stay on for as long as I did with
Why
TikTok.
aren't now as an Instagram user, not a
Well, okay,
sponsor, why aren't they as nice?
the reason that my Instagram Reels aren't as nice, well, also on my
Your feed
TikTok,
is what you make it.
yeah, and I don't like anything on Instagram, which is why my feed sucked, which is why I didn't stay on as long, which I prefer because I don't want to be brain rotting on Instagram Reels.
You'd rather be brain rotting on TikTok?
Well, the thing with TikTok is also like Instagram Reels are all kind of like skits or like clips of things where like a lot of TikToks are like people just kind of like talking about like their life, like what just happened and whatever. It's
And
more just like
nobody
events.
cares.
Well, people obviously do care because a lot of
Yeah,
people
it's
are
a lot
spending
that
on
make money.
TikTok.
Yeah. Well, I hope they ban it. So, have you re-downloaded it yet?
No, I was thinking
Good.
about it,
You
but.
shouldn't. You shouldn't.
Well, I was thinking about just adding like the parental lock where it like limits your time on it.
Like a roommate.
Yes, my roommate has it.
Yeah. Hashtag threads. The new addiction. I haven't been on there yet,
I
though,
never had a
so
roommate
no,
either.
probably not going to.
Well, I already knew that it just sounded like Twitter, so I was like, I don't know what the difference is or really care. I don't like Twitter to begin with.
Spoken as X.
I don't know. Who calls it X?
No one. I don't know why he renamed it, honestly. He should have just kept it. I think he would have. I don't know if the name change or the ownership change is what drove down, but when we were at LA Podcast Movement, I mean, they showed us the statistics and
Well, he
the
like
usage and data on that.
he changed the name and like changed some of like the benefits or whatever. Like you could just pay to be verified. I remember that was like a big thing. And then there was like different verification stickers for like depending on how much you paid.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess verification is whatever. It's dumb. So that being said, Ms. Whitney, we're at the end of this first episode because, like I said, I need to drop two episodes to get to my 100 mark and to make up for missing last week. I am going to drop them both today because I can. And yeah, it's the restoration of Davy Jones' locker. I actually might put this second and then put the other video first and do it. Actual introduction, but yeah, how you feel, Ms. Whitney?
Hungry.
Are you hot? Are you sweating?
I'm hot. I'm hungry. I ain't got no succubussy today.
Do you have to poop?
No.
Is that because women don't poop?
Yes.
Okay.
And I may have already gone.
Oh, that's really well. Thank you for sharing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll wrap it up here. Now, for those of you who are new to the show, normally Davy Jones Locker is satirical military news. And not really satirical, it's more like we just crap talk the whole time. But latest military arrests, latest military tech, latest military news. But this week, actually, in the past few weeks, have been kind of quiet. So there was no military arrest as far as publicly known to us, but there are some tech and news updates always. Military news, as in not branching politically over to Palestine. Calm down, the Slayer, my buddy. I know he's going wild right now, but it's just there's a lot of other people covering that, and that's not what we want to focus on unless it's directly related to the United States Navy, in which case we might be like, yeah or no,
I
depending on.
say we cover things that are more like not normal crimes. So our first crime was a murder, but like more things I feel like I don't know, just aren't yeah, it just aren't
More like
mainstream.
commanding officers who have fired. We did cover last week when I was on the beach recording to y'all by myself because Ms. Whitney was in San Fran. I did cover another US trader. It was only a 10-minute episode. It was basically me saying this guy sold secrets. Not surprising. And yeah, that was that. Ms. Whitney, you always and we always end things with a quote from Ms. Whitney, typically a satirical quote or something not actually helpful or something funny. So, Ms. Whitney, I can see you brainstorming. Do you need a few more minutes here?
Don't tell anyone that you're struggling to eat a sandwich, because then they'll tell you that you're not a throat goat.
Okay. That's better than my quote.
What was your quote?
Yada 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 yada. I was just gonna say that. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we will catch you next week. Actually, we'll catch you now in the next episode. But then next week for some actual news. You know, this was just us catching up after our time away from home. And yeah, Ms. Winnie, thank you as always for co-hosting.
Yep.
Just that.
You're welcome.
By Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
No.
It's a song of Moana.
You're welcome that my presence was here.
Hoo-yah.
Sailing through the ocean blue. Nuclear reactors, my crew, guiding the ship. The stars as our guide through the waves we ride. Jokes of laughter fill the air. On this voyage we have to share. Working together, side by side, as one family we will abide. In the heart of the ship we reside. Nuclear operators with pride, powering the vessel with every stride. Our mission, a source of great pride.